Two 15-year-old males from the Carrollton area facing charges relating to a number of auto break-ins near the cottages in Brumbelow in Carrollton. Carrollton Police and Carroll County Sheriff's Deputy investigating the crimes together, which may involve break-ins of up to 20 vehicles. Police say within the last 3 days, the juveniles, while walking near the cottage's apartments, allegedly checked for unlocked vehicle doors. The ones that were unlocked, males easily entered and took items, according to police. So far, police have recovered more items than those identified by the victims. They encourage anyone who parked their vehicle around Brumbelow this week to confirm items that they left inside their vehicle are still there. If not, contact Detective Seth Denny at the Carrollton Police Department, because police may have them. Hands on Harrelson's week of service running until June 16th. The week-long initiative started by Honda Precision Parts of Georgia and partnering with Tanner's Get Healthy, Live Well and 19 other civic groups in a collaboration to give back to Harrelson County. Representative for Honda, Natsu Ulam.
Second, week of June coincides with the Honda Motor came to the United States. It was about 60 years ago. And Honda in North America decided to do a Team Honda Week of Service.
According to Tanner Outreach Coordinator Alicia Michael, numerous projects are planned throughout next week, including community garden planting at senior centers in Bremen, Buchanan, and Tallapoosa. They will also collect food for the Community Christian Council.
Not only this year will we be providing a hot meal and the food boxes, but we're also bringing in about 12 pallets, which is going to be about 12,000 pounds of fresh produce that we're going to be providing the clients of CCC.
Get involved with the week of service, email healthyharrelson@tanner.org. The City of Temple setting new rates for residential trash services on Thursday. Earlier this week, the city voted to switch services from Waste Industries to Waste Pros USA, reducing resident rates by 10%. To $11.25. The city will also grandfather those that have opted out of trash services to allow them to continue disposing of their own trash. New trash services will start on July 1st. A new zoning ordinance in the city of Tallapoosa would allow for new minimum square footage of homes of 850 square feet and 1,000 square feet, respectively. This ordinance comes as a recommendation of the Planning Commission. The change is not put in place to accommodate tiny home builders, but rather would enable Habitat for Humanity to build on property they own in the city. Not just anyone could apply for this rezoning. The entity must be a 501c3 nonprofit entity, and the council voted and approved a motion to enact this amended zone ordinance this week. Carroll County District 5 candidate Ernest Reynolds making the rounds on the campaign trail, learning about the issues of the district. One issue that has not gotten exposure during this election is internet access in rural areas of the county.
Farmers who sell their cattle and poultry and that kind of thing online would benefit greatly from having a well-acting internet service in the rural areas of the county.
Reynolds says if elected, he hopes to partner with Carroll EMC to take advantage of a recently approved pilot program from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that could fund broadband access. Special election early voting for District 4 and 5 and County Chair continues into next week. Election Day is June 18th. And young artists in West Georgia will be able to perfect their craft this summer through numerous camps organized by the Carrollton Center for the Arts. Over 40 different exploratory programs are offered, including Teen Improv, the CSO Music Camp, and Glass Fusing.
We call it an exploratory time during the summertime because we want to expose youth and teens to a variety of different art forms to see if they can garner interest in those art forms. Because during the academic year, we concentrate more on skill development throughout the academic year.
Center for the Arts Director Tim Chapman was a recent guest on the KISS 102.7 morning show. A full list of available camps is available on carrolltonarts.org. I'm Luke Luger reporting.